Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How do you show the proof of God's love toward others? By your actions? Serena De Luca moved to Hawaii to be with her father after high school. She was 19 years old, traveling from her hometown in Newport Beach, California. She's learning how to show God's love by her actions, growing in her relationship with Jesus, and she's here today to share some of those lessons that she's learned with us. And that's why we pause at the beginning of our show, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program. Well, it's because of people like Serena, who in her life has encountered what it means to have a relationship with Christ. What could that mean for you? Oh, my dear friend, it could mean the world to you. It could be otherworldly in many respects if you knew how much God loves you, that He loves you so much that He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has spoken to and drawn the heart of Serena De Luca to Himself, He's calling you to Himself as well. Whatever it is you're facing, whatever you're going through, whatever challenge it might be, God sees such great value in you that He wants to use you and show you how to be a vessel of His love by your actions. Serena De Luca is pursuing her dream of singing on her worship team and also serving as a youth leader. She has a heart for the younger generation. Serena, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited for today.
Well, I'm certainly excited to have you. And if you could see her, you would see these beautiful blue eyes. And they just radiate.
Thank you.
So go to the website and you'll see her picture. And you'll also be able to hear this program in its entirety. Serena, where did you grow up? I mentioned Newport Beach, but go further.
I grew up in Newport Beach, California, or the OC, as we all like to call it. And it was exactly what you saw on TV. No different. I grew up there. I went to elementary school there and high school. And grew up with my parents there until I was about 12. My parents split up when I was 12 years old. When I was going into seventh grade, my mom and I spent the summer in Hawaii while my dad decided if he was going to leave the family or not. And so we stayed in Hawaii. He builds projects over here on the island. So we stayed in one of his projects that he built for the summer. And at the end of the summer, he had chosen to actually move to Hawaii. And me and my mom and my brother stayed in California. And then all throughout high school, I went back and forth between California and Hawaii and visited my dad a bunch. And I just always had a passion to be in Hawaii. It definitely felt more like home than California did.
Why?
I was just completely centered in Hawaii. There was just something so beautiful about Hawaii that was something that you couldn't get from California. I was just being surrounded in nature, being surrounded by people who were just encouraging and just so loving. It's hard. Where I grew up in Orange County, it is all about what you have and what you do and how much you have and things that are just so worldly. And when I came out here, everything felt so much more eternal. And I found God, and, you know, he was protecting me throughout my childhood and all the way up until today. And I'm so thankful.
Well, we want to get into that, yeah, about how you found God. But before we do, who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
In my growing up years? You know, that's hard to say because I didn't really have somebody that I looked up to. And that was kind of what was part of my struggle growing up, was not having somebody that I really looked up to. After my parents split, I kind of resented my mom for it, and my dad wasn't here, so I didn't have him to resent. So I resented my mom, and I kind of just went to friends' house and stuff. But I was lucky in the sense where God did send me a best friend in second grade, and she was my best friend for a long time, and she was actually a pastor's daughter, and he knew that I wasn't going to be at home, so if I'm going to be somewhere, well, then I might as well be at a pastor's daughter's house. So he sent me her, and we had an awesome friendship. But yeah, growing up, you know, I guess I just surrounded myself around her family and stuff, but I didn't really have somebody that I truly looked up to, and that was something that I struggled with growing up.
How close was that friendship?
I mean, I wanted to be her. I wanted to look like her. I wanted to dress like her. I wanted to have all the friends that she had. I wanted to have the family she had. Her parents are still together today, and she had a brother, and I had a brother too. You know, we aren't as close, but she was really close with her brother. So, you know, she had everything that I always dreamed of and having the perfect family. So I just loved everything about her.
Serena, you said something. You just came off saying it. Her parents are still together today.
Yes.
It strikes me as a point of significance, yes, from your perspective. That you notice that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go further. Talk to me about that.
You know, I just remember being 12, and I remember my dad, when he came to visit me in Hawaii for that summer, and he was just deciding, you know, I knew he was in a place where he was like, hey, do I leave my kids? Do I leave my family? Do I leave my home that I've raised my children in and everything to start a new life, or do I, you know, stick with it? And I just remember saying to him, like crying to him and just saying, like, please don't go, like, I'll do anything to keep us together, you know, I'll be better, I'll do, you know, I'll be the best daughter. And you know, I just knew that towards the end of summer, I knew that it was time for them to split up, and I knew that my life was going to change dramatically, but I didn't know how, and I didn't know how it would ever turn out to be good. So
you resonate with the hearts of many, mm-hmm, in our society today who have gone through the same thing that you have gone through. Mm-hmm. Others right now who are feeling the pain and the anxiety and the fears that it may happen. Mm-hmm. Some it will come upon them as a shock, as odd as that may sound. And others are living through it and are still going through the feelings. Describe how you felt when your parents, when a decision was made and your parents were going in separate ways.
I remember I was at my house in California, and I was in my living room, and my mom just came into the room, and I think I was playing piano or something, and, you know, she comes into the room, and it was nonchalantly. She just kind of was like, you know, your dad and I, we're not going to be together anymore. We're splitting up. And she walked out of the room. And it, I remember, like, I've never really been able to show my parents sadness or fear or cry in front of them. I've always felt like I had to be strong, and I just felt like I couldn't let my guard down. So I do remember as soon as she walked out of the room, I'll never forget, I had a teardrop that just fell to the floor. And I don't know why I remember that teardrop that just fell to the floor, but it was the very first tear I ever cried that just fell straight to the floor. And I just felt completely alone, completely, you know, you just feel like, what is it that I can do? There's nothing that I can do. And you just feel helpless, hopeless, sad, you know, and it's hard. It's definitely hard.
I want to come back come back to this, because you have an entree into the hearts of many mm-hmm. who feel what you feel or have felt what you have felt. Mm-hmm. Through the process, you've experienced what it means, what it's like to have a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. You've moved, you've made choices, these decisions you've made, you've seen the after effects of them, mm-hmm. the repercussions. You've learned lessons. you're at a different place, but mm-hmm. I can sense that there's a suppleness because of what you've gone through. Mm-hmm. And that, dear Serena, is something invaluable in the way that God is and will continue to use you and work through you to minister. I love hearing that you have a heart for the next generation.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you have a heart message for them. When we come back, we're going to talk some more heart to heart with Serena DeLuca. Hey, look, we're just getting started. We're going to go deeper. She's open to sharing her heart with us. And I'm already blessed, aren't you? Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me now.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you have a fear. I mean, it's a serious fear. So serious that every time you think about it, you begin to shake on the inside. You might shake on the outside, too. It's a fear of your parents not staying together. And you have a sense that it might happen. You don't want it to happen. You'll do anything in your power to stop it from happening. You've determined that. But you know, one day you find out it catches you off guard. The way that it comes, the way you hear about it, and your greatest fear is now a part of the reality of your life. Well, what do you do at that point? Your life, your world has just collapsed, crumbled, been demolished. You're listening to the Good Life Away Radio Show. You might say, Danny, what a segue that was to talk about the good life in light of a divorce from the standpoint of a child. Well, see, this is where the reality of the true goodness of life comes in Christ, because it comes in the backdrop of the most painful moments. And there can be beauty. There can be peace. There can even be joy and purpose. The Good Life Radio Show. You can find out more about this show. Maybe you're tuning in right now. Don't turn the dial now. Don't push the button. We're going to get into stuff with Serena DeLuca. You don't want to miss. You don't want to miss. You can get this show in its entirety at thegoodlifeway.com. Send it to a friend. Send it to a family member. I encourage you to do just that, because it'll bring them hope. It'll bring them encouragement. It might even save their life. Serena, you went through this. One teardrop, you remember. Mm-hmm. Dropping to the floor when mom tells you that she and your father are going to split apart. Mm-hmm. And there you are at the piano, all alone. How did you make it through that? And take us, how did you find God?
Well, definitely took a while. I definitely had years of looking to unfulfilling things for a very long time. Throughout high school, after my dad had moved away to Hawaii, I found refuge in relationships. I found refuge in boyfriends. And I was deathly afraid of being abandoned, deathly afraid of being alone. And I had no confidence on my own. I had lost all my confidence, which was so different, because when I was little, I was this little light. I was the light to my family, not to toot my own horn or anything. I was just, you know, I didn't know much about God, but when I was really little, I would be like, you know, oh, Jesus loves us, and you know, he loves the homeless people, and he loves everybody, and he's going to take care of all of us. And I used to tell my mom, when I die, I want Jesus to come and take me away, and that's how I want to die. And I just was so, like, I was just so full of light. And after my parents split, I feel like I really lost that. And throughout high school, I had boyfriend after boyfriend after boyfriend. Literally would go from one relationship, and then if I didn't want to be with that person, I'd find somebody else in the meantime and then jump to the next relationship without a break in between, because I was just so scared of being alone. And then I got myself into some pretty bad relationships that were just, you know, not healthy. But it didn't matter to me, because it was like, at least I'm not alone. So I did that until, like I said, I was about 18 years old. And I got into a pretty bad relationship where it was just not healthy, just bad communication and just high school stuff, you know, and, you know, just they take advantage of you and, you know, things like that. And they're seeing other girls on the weekend or whatever, and you're, you know, you're just constantly being rejected, right? So there was a point in time where after I finished high school and I was getting out of this relationship, I was like, well, I don't have anything else to lose, so why don't I just move to Hawaii? So I moved to Hawaii and I did the same thing. I started partying. I was in community college. I went to KCC. But I still wasn't taking school very seriously. It was more about just my social life. It was all about how I can just socially be doing stuff all the time and just taking my mind off of it.
You mentioned that your esteem went very low.
Yeah.
When in your relationships, boys, you were being treated a certain way, mistreated in many ways. Did you feel that you deserved that?
Yep. And I didn't realize it until recently that I truly believed that I deserved that.
Why do you think that is? Because it's not just Serena DeLuca, but why is it that people in why would a person feel that way?
The experiences that you go through in life can completely shake you and deceive you of things, deceive you of the truth, deceive you of your sanity, deceive you of your health, just deceive you mentally, physically, emotionally, of all the things that are pure and right and what's truly the truth. So
it's interesting how an emotional devastation has so much verbal truth to it that we cannot put into words. And a deception can come in and we believe it because we feel it. Even though we haven't reasoned it or rationalized about it or given rational thought to it, it is the reality that you live. In the meantime, there's a pile on of more and more pain. So it compounds. And there you are. So you're in Hawaii. You come and then it's like, it sounds as though nothing stopped. It might have even accelerated.
You know, someone, my mom used to tell me, you take yourself wherever you go. And it's true. You take yourself wherever you go. You can go to a new country or go to a new city or a new state or a new school. And you can say you're going to leave all your problems behind, but you take yourself with you wherever you go.
What happened in the midst of that? Because at some point, here you are. You're speaking, there's a radiant smile. I think DeLuca, by the way, I'm thinking, because you mentioned light. You were the little light, right? DeLuca. Luke means of light. So you are always of light, and the light is shining here in this studio. But where did that light, which once went dim, shine brightly again? How did that change take place?
Okay, so I was laying in my bed one night and I was in between two relationships and I was looking at these two relationships and I came at a crossroads because I could be with either of these boys at this one time, and it was just my choice of which one I wanted to be with. And each of them lacked something that was really important to me, but they both had something that was really important to me. And I just came to this crossroads and I'm laying in my bed and I was just like so distraught because I was not wanting to choose wrong. And my focus was completely on which one do I choose? Which one do I choose? And my whole goal was to have a future where I don't end up in divorce. And that was my priority, was making sure that I'm going to have a successful marriage and be happy. And so I laid in my bed one night and I was just crying and crying and crying. And I just got to a point where I had nothing else to lose and I had nothing else to think about but God. And I just grasped for God. And I just started saying to him, like, I just don't want to, I'm so tired of feeling alone. And I'm so tired of being afraid of being alone. And I'm so tired of having these thoughts in my head of, if I'm not going to be with a boyfriend, then I'm going to kill myself, or things like that. It's those scary thoughts. So I prayed to God, and to go from complete depressing, horrible thoughts, and in a matter of seconds, to come to Jesus and be completely fulfilled and happy and feel like I had everything I could possibly need in those moments was the biggest blessing of my life.
You've taken us to that. You've taken us to being on your bed, mm-hmm. in your room, having to choose. I mean, it sounds like The Bachelor. Right? Yeah. I mean, the Bachelorette, or I mean, these two guys are waiting to get the phone call. You know, did I make it or not? But who knows what turmoil you're going through, or the background by which all of this, you know, there was a clarity of focus in your priority. A successful marriage. Mm-hmm. But then the down point of total despair of loneliness. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned something about a change, mm-hmm. in a virtual, seemingly split second. We've got to unpack that. What all happened in that quote unquote split second for Serena DeLuca? I mean, because the light got turned on.
Yeah.
And it seems as though the light is still burning.
Burning bright.
Burning bright.
Brighter than ever.
Brighter than ever. Well, I want to go back there. Can we go back there?
Definitely.
And unpack this. I mean, there's stuff, you know, in the casings that we've got to pull out. They're on velvet cloth. I mean, we've got to see the beauty of what God did in this moment, mm-hmm. because it changed you. It might change our listener. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kari Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kari Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Look, if someone gave you a rock, not just a rock. I'm talking about the rock, the diamond rock. And, you know, it was huge. So big that you wanted to look at it in every facet of it. You put it up in front of the light. You wanted to see the beauty, the colors, the shapes. And you were mesmerized by just looking at it. And the longer you held it, the longer you looked upon it, your eyes were able to behold the beauty, the intricacies of it. The valley just kept going higher and higher and higher. You know, sometimes we need to push the pause button in our lives because there are diamonds in our lives, gems that God has given to us, and we don't look at them long enough. And so we don't extract the value of the life lessons that come, not only for us, but maybe things that we could share with others. And that's why Serena DeLuca, who is really a light, she is giving us the opportunity, as she shares, to pause. Because something happened in a moment. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Get this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can find out more about our other resources as well there at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Serena, before our break, you mentioned, just give us a snippet of that moment where you were at total despair, thinking destructive thoughts mm-hmm. regarding yourself. Mm-hmm. Then you began to pray and something happened. Just go back, do a rewind, describe that, and bring us back.
Okay, so I was at a point where I'm just, in my bed and just having those unhealthy thoughts of, if I can't figure out who I'm going to be with, you know, what am I going to do? What would I do to myself? And would I hurt myself? Could I survive? Could I go on? And I had hit rock bottom. And in the midst of hitting rock bottom, I just called out to God because it felt like the only thing left to do, because I knew I couldn't do anything. So what else was there? And I reached out for God, and I just started praying to him and just saying, like, what do I do? You know, just please help me. Help me. Just help. And just crying and crying, just asking for him to just be with me. And in that moment, he completely showed up in ways that I never could imagine he could. And he filled me with peace, and he filled me with love, and he filled me with happiness. Happiness, like, to go from crying ballistically, what am I going to do, to just feeling like I had everything I could possibly need. It was incredible. It was incredible.
What were you thinking at the time?
After I felt him, I was just, I didn't need anything else. I didn't need anything else. I had everything I needed in that moment. Everything I needed. To go from thinking your world is crazy and it's going to end, and just to call out for Jesus, and I had everything that I needed. I mean, I felt like I had everything. I didn't need a guy. I didn't need a guy. I didn't need somebody to tell me I'm good enough. I didn't need that. I had Jesus. I had God, and he gave me just pure joy and fulfillment. It was just like I felt like I was like sparkling inside.
So sparkling inside. Mm-hmm. So that you're still in the room, right? When this is happening.
Yeah, still in the room.
So what happened after? Whether it's that day, that night, the next day, what happened?
After, I searched for God.
Oh, wait. What did you tell the boys?
Oh. I kind of just told them I need to do me. And I got to find me right now. And you're going to have to be okay with that. Uh-huh. And of course, it wasn't so easy right away to be like, sure, you know, you're going to have to be okay with that. But right. It took steps. But I told them for sure that I needed to do me.
You did the best to give them as soft a landing as possible.
Yeah, I tried. I tried.
I'm sure they didn't think so. Describe how your relationship with Christ has grown.
It's still growing. Oh, every day. Every day it's growing, and it's so amazing. You know, I just, like I said, after I found that happiness, I didn't want to let it go. And I just searched for it every day. I figured out ways that I could spend time with God. I went and sat out on my dock, and I just every morning would start praying to God, and I'd start journaling and just start talking to him and just praying in every situation. And, you know, I just started seeing my life become blessed. And, you know, I did go through a period of time when I was focusing all on these guys that I had lost a lot of friends. And I didn't really have solid friends. I had a lot of friends who wanted to party, but I didn't want to party. I didn't want to have this gnarly life of going to bars and clubs all the time. Like, I wanted something more substantial. So I did have a long period of time where I was really on my own, and I had a lot of time to spend with God. And, you know, my prayers, my things that I wanted started to change. I didn't really, it wasn't that I was looking for a boyfriend anymore. It started to be like, you know, God, my priorities started changing. I wanted friends. I wanted a life that started to revolve around him. So I just started going to church, started to get my dad to go to church with me. And as I started to go to church, I am so glad I started going to church, because it's completely changed my life from what it was.
It's refreshing to hear someone speak of church in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Refreshing how?
It's everything that I needed, I found there. I found, you know, I had no friends, right? I was sitting at home, had no friends because the friends that I did have didn't have the same priorities that I had and just different things, right? So I started to go to church, and it took a while. There was a good amount of time where I had to just take chances, and I had to go to church by myself, even if my dad wouldn't go with me or get involved in things. Every time I saw an activity, I'd sign up for it. And I just tried to dive in, and I went from having no friends to now having so many friends that I can't even remember their names. And it's, you know, and now I'm involved in doing things that I love. I love to sing, and now I'm getting to be a part of the worship team, and I love to be a leader, and now I'm getting to be a leader for the generation below me and show everything to them that God's shown to me.
What one thing,
mm-hmm.
if there was one thing you could show to the generation below you, what one thing would that be about God that you would want to show them? Think about that. Give it some really good thought, because when we come back, I'd like for you to share that, because it gives us a glimpse not only in your life, but what you see is important in the next generation, because you're in touch. Mm-hmm. You know, you're with them. We're not all in touch with everything, and you could give us a viewpoint that would certainly open our hearts, open our eyes. In fact, I think the next generation you're talking about, I've got kids, so my younger one, maybe you might help me as a dad to look into their life, you know. Mm-hmm. But others who are listening as well, together, we'll learn from Serena DeLuca. The light will go on for us too, from her. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries,
a division of Jesus Christ is calling you. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
You ever want to get a glimpse into another generation? You say, Dan, what are you talking about? What do you mean, get a glimpse in another generation? Well, if you understand what people are looking at or what they're interested in or how they're feeling, it gives you a better level of understanding. But it's not always that we're privy to get a glimpse of another generation. We need someone to translate for us sometimes what they see, and because they're in touch. And in this case, today we have Serena DeLuca, who is ministering to the younger generation at her church, C4, Christ-Centered Community Church, pastored by Pastor Fernando Castillo, a good friend, dear friend, and someone I greatly respect and admire. But Serena, you went through a real radical change from the inside out. Your heart now is to the younger generation. What is it that you see? One thing that you would want them to know, if you were to give a message, what would it be?
You're not alone, and you're completely loved more than any thing and anyone on this world could ever show to you.
Why do you want to tell them that they're not alone?
Because I was definitely alone, and I definitely felt alone. It gets you. It makes you think you are. I know what it's like to be completely feel like you have nothing and you have no one and no one understands, and you know, just feeling like you're just at rock bottom. And I never want anyone to feel that way, because it's not true. And God is right there.
We've got a lot of work on our hands. Mm-hmm. I was just watching the Super Bowl. And we watch Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah.
And one of the commercials was, it was actually a Coca-Cola commercial.
Uh-huh.
That was showing a lot of cyberbullying.
Mm-hmm.
No one likes you.
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of messages. A kid on a bus, mm-hmm, getting a text. Of course, it was a Coca-Cola commercial, so the way that they changed it with the Coca-Cola background was, there was nobody like you, right? A way of, you know, averting the disaster of destroying young kids' lives. But hey, that's a commercial. These things happen all the time, and kids are feeling lonely.
Mm-hmm.
It's a battle. It's a struggle. You talk earlier, you know, I mentioned about, you know, how Serena, you wanted to show God's love by your actions.
Mm-hmm.
What are some ways that God has put on your heart to tangibly, practically do this, maybe even specifically with the young ones in the next generation?
By just being there for them, and just giving them the same love that God has given me, and just honestly just hearing them out when they have a problem, and you know, even if they don't come up to me, it's like just going straight to them and just giving them a hug and just being like, you know what, we're gonna have a great night, and we're just gonna celebrate God's love for us, or you know, just keeping the positive energy flowing and kicking out all that negative stuff that we tell ourselves.
The power of a healthy hug.
Yeah.
Healthy affection.
Mm-hmm.
You would that have made a difference for you growing up?
Oh yeah, absolutely. If I had a hug at the end of every night just to be like, you know, you're gonna be okay, I can't imagine how different my life would be from one simple hug.
tell me a story. Tell me a short story of something that the Lord has done or shown you recently.
Okay. So there was this one day when I was, you know, just having a day where I felt like I knew God was there, but I kind of was on the search for him a little bit. I was like, you know, I know you're here, but I want to make sure that, you know, I want to see you today, or I just want to see something happen in my life that I know you did. So a way that I really connected with God is through the ocean, and he speaks to me a lot through the whales that you see jumping out there in the horizon. And so I went to go look for the whales. It was on December 31st, 2014, this last day of the year. And I just decided to go to Haikanama Bay. And so I parked my car, and I'm getting out of my car, and I put my headphones in, my Pandora, and put on like Christian hits or something. And I start walking up the hill, and I realize that I left my water in the car. And kind of jokingly, I'm like, okay, God, it's a little hot today. Like, just make sure that I get through this hike okay. And maybe somebody will offer me some water or something on the hike. But just, you know, I hope that you'll just keep me hydrated, or, you know, whatever, just so I can get through this hike. And then I said, I inserted at the end, oh, and if I see some whales, I know it'll be from you. And so I go and I do this hike, and I come across this cement road once I get to the top of the hike. And it's just this cement, you know, driveway, and there's a bunch of rocks next to it. And I just had this intuition to just do something with those rocks and that blank cement area. And so I go and I go to the end of the hike, and then I come back to that cement area, and I start taking those rocks, and I start making a sign out of them. And I wrote with the rocks, God's not dead. And I, as I'm doing it, I'm trying to do it as fast as I can, because I'm hoping no one's going to come up and call security or whatever, think I'm doing something crazy, or start taking pictures and, you know, do something, go tell on me or something. So I'm going as fast as I can, and I finish it. And the reason I did it was because I just, even in the time where I felt like, oh, maybe he's not there, I wanted to just push through all those negative thoughts and be like, no, I know he's here, and I'm gonna show that he's here. And so I made that sign with the rocks. And so I take a picture of it, and I send it to a couple of my friends, and I prayed over it, and I said, you know, God, I hope that this reaches somebody that it needs to. And I know it's not going to be here for very long, but just have it reach somebody that really needs it. And so I'm looking down at my phone, messing with the picture that I took, kind of editing it and stuff. And I put my phone in my pocket, and I look up, and I see on the road next to my feet as I'm walking a full bottle of Aquafina just sitting there on the side of the road. And I just laughed to myself, and I just looked up at the sky, and I'm just like, haha, very funny, God. Okay, I'm not going to drink it because I really don't know for sure where it's been, but thank you for thinking of me, right? And then I look out to the ocean, and I see whales everywhere on the ocean. And I just knew. I mean, it was just that special moment that I had with him, that I'm right here. I've been right here.
It's as though the Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father, your Heavenly Father, in that entire interaction, he saw how you were feeling, and he saw what you were gonna press through. God, I still believe. God, I still know you're there. Mm-hmm. And he watched that, and it's like he looked at you, and with the whales, mm-hmm. he winked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he winked like a father to a daughter, just between the two of you, saying, "I saw you.
Yeah,
and I know you." And that's the kind of relationship you have. Serena, it means so much to hear somebody share. Someone who knows abandonment, knows loneliness, knows pain, and yet has experienced the love of Almighty God and now walking closely, intimately with Him. The wink of the Lord. Wow. A sparkle in the eyes of God.
Mm-hmm.
And He has that sparkle for you. Oh, dear sister, thank you. Thank you for taking this time to be with us. We've got about a minute left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a parting shot to someone today who's feeling abandoned, desperate, lonely. What would you say to them?
I would say, if you've hit rock bottom, keep going, because you haven't hit Jesus yet.
And that's the rock. That's another rock that will be there.
That is the rock that you'll stand on.
A quick prayer, please.
God, I just want to open you up to this moment right now, and I just pray that you would bless every single one of your children on this earth, and that you would just show them your light and just show them your love, and that you would just father them and help them to help others, and help them to help others show your love to other people, and that it just spreads like a wildfire on this earth, Lord. And I just pray that, you know, you would just bless each and every one of your children and show us the blessings that you have always wanted to give us. And, you know, just let us know that what's happened to us in our life is not what you meant for us, all the bad things, and just you want to show us so much glory. So just open everybody's hearts up to seeing you, Lord, in your name.
Amen. Amen. Well, my dear friend, I hope that you were moved, touched by this time that we've shared together with Serena and DeLuca. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you, as Serena has done. And you know what? If you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. And that's our hope and our prayer. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. To help us with your financial support, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 8:30. Then I was constantly at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Serena DeLuca. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll